USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been impeached by the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives. As the vote was taken last night on the House floor, President Trump was addressing a huge crowd of supporters in Battle Creek, Michigan. And speaking of the impeachment,
crazy Nancy Pelosi's House Democrats have branded themselves with an eternal mark of shame, and it really is. It's a disgrace. After 3 years, tonight the House Democrats are trying to nullify the ballots of tens of millions of patriotic Americans.
Seven Democratic White House hopefuls will take the debate stage in Los Angeles tonight. The debate being hosted by the PBS NewsHour and Politico. It will also air live on CNN. It will be starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The first ever global refugee forum held by the United Nations closed in Geneva yesterday. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said new pledges for refugee integration made during the two-day event amounted to more than $3 billion in value. In his closing remarks, he said,
I am not a pessimist, but this has the making of a success. To make it a success is incumbent on all of us. Thank you very much.
A major supporter of President Trump is retiring from Congress. Republican Mark Meadows of North Carolina announcing he'll retire from Congress at the end of his term. The four-term congressman says he has struggled with leaving what he says he had always considered would be a temporary job. The new Star Wars movie getting some bad reviews. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker has been given a green splat by Rotten Tomatoes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare's individual mandates, being declared unconstitutional. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals making that ruling yesterday, saying that the mandate can no longer be read as a tax, adding there's no other constitutional provision that justifies this exercise of congressional power. The panel is ordering a lower court to look at the rest of Obamacare to see if the rest of the law should be thrown out. A teen is in trouble for trying to fly high in a plane that wasn't hers. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A 17-year-old girl is under arrest after police say she climbed a fence and stole a small plane at Yosemite International Airport. Airport Police Chief Drew Bessinger.
She entered a King Air 200 propeller-driven aircraft and was able to start one of the engines. The aircraft began to move and pivot and crashed into a building and a fence on airport property.
Authorities say no one was injured during the incident.
And a Chinese woman was arrested yesterday and is now behind bars after allegedly trespassing and taking photos at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. The woman trespassed at the home and was asked to leave by security, but later returned to take photos. The 56-year-old arrested and is now being held in Palm Beach County Jail for loitering and prowling. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.